You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/22.
Nearly 1,000 people remain under mandatory evacuations near Chelan, Washington, where several lightning-sparked wildfires have destroyed 75 buildings and threaten more. And there are problems in Idaho, too. George Truppi told KXLY-TV he's lucky his house survived the fire.
There's 3 houses left out of about 15.
National Guard troops have been helping dig fire lines as helicopters drop water. In California, officials say they have enough resources to battle their blazes. Ex-Subway spokesman Jared Fogel is expected to plead guilty to child pornography charges today in court and to having sex with minors charges. In the agreement, the government will not ask for more than 12 years, 7 months. He will also have to register as a sex offender and pay restitution. Islamic State extremists have beheaded one of Syria's most prominent antiquity scholars in the ancient town of Palmyra. 81-year-old Khalid Assad was murdered yesterday in a square outside the town's museum. This is USA Headline News.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Direct Energy. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
A federal judge has opened another hearing on Tom Brady's suspension. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Federal Judge Richard Berman is still talking settlement, but there is no deal between the NFL and the Players Union to settle its lawsuit over Tom Brady's 4-game suspension. Lawyers for both sides opened up another round of arguments before Judge Berman. Brady was at practice. Roger Goodell was, wherever NFL commissioners go. Sources say the two of them were at secret settlement talks in New York yesterday. They're expected back in court for a hearing a week from Monday. Absent a settlement, Berman says he hopes to rule by September 4th, 6 days before the New England Patriots season opener. Warren Levinson, New York.
Chinese state media is reporting that the son of a former police chief is one of 2 silent owners of the warehouse in Tianjin, where explosions killed at least 114 people last week. The official Xinhua news agency says he used his connections to help obtain licenses, even though the hazmat facility violated safety rules. The other owner is a former executive at a state-owned chemical company who also used his connections to get the facility approved. A gas company worker has been critically injured in an explosion at a Motel 6 in Bremerton, Washington. The motel manager says someone came in her office last night and warned that gas was leaking at the back of the building. She was able to evacuate everyone before the blast demolished part of the motel. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And good afternoon, and welcome to the afternoon edition of Modern Design, Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Our show is all about social media and interaction with the public. We're coming to you in a couple of different ways. We're going to take your questions live on the air, and our phone lines are open. It's 2:05 Eastern Standard Time, and if you want to reach us here in studio live and ask us any questions, the phone number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. If you'd like to reach me via text, you can do that at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770, or you can email me. It's Cajun Maven, CajunMavin, at AOL.com. I have been really relishing the questions I've been getting in all week long via email and on social media, Twitter, Facebook. I've been collecting all your questions so I could read them live on the air. But don't be shy. Give us a call here in studio. Again, it's toll-free 908-884-0- Oops, sorry. That's my texting line. It's 908-237-0410 for live studio lines. 908-237-0410. What I wanted to tell you is that I have been getting a lot of correspondence, a lot of texts and a lot of good information and new information this week on projects that are people working on new situations, new circumstances, and I do appreciate it. As fun as it is to read them on the air, they're actually good for me because I learn. Sometimes I have to research things or ask my subcontractors, and I learn a lot as well. So let's start by going ahead and doing the weather. The National Weather Service is telling me that this afternoon there's a 30% chance of scattered thunder showers with a high of 87. Tonight there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 69. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms. On Thursday night, all I see is lightning on this. Thursday night, it looks like it's going to be heavy rain with a 70% chance of heavy rain. And on Friday and throughout the weekend, it looks like lots of thunderstorms. Best day of the week probably looks like it'll be maybe partly sunny skies on Saturday, but a little cooler with a high of 79. So it looks like we're going to have a couple of days of rain. And rain and inclement weather are a good time to start working on our house. So in the morning show today, in our morning show, we had as my guest in studio live, Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings, and we talked about the fall. The fall is coming. The fall happens to be, after Labor Day, sort of a new season for decorating, and the period of time between Labor Day and the Thanksgiving and then holidays are really intense for me as a designer to get projects done. They seem to be the impetus of the holidays or the impetus of getting that house ready for company and for all the entertaining that's going to go on. So I'm kind of gearing up for season, and you're loading me up with questions, which is terrific. So again, our phone lines are open. It's now 208. If you want to reach us here in studio live, the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. And my first question came to me from social media during the week, and this came from Kyle, and he's in Maplewood, New Jersey. And Kyle says, I'd like to redo my master bath. I don't have a lot of square footage. It's a 1940s colonial cape. Do you have any suggestions to make the bathroom look larger within the space that I have? Very good question, Kyle. A lot of the projects that I do, I can't go beyond the footprint. There are setbacks on the property. There are things that don't allow me to go beyond the footprint, but I can take a space and I can gut it to the studs and start fresh. And a couple things that I might suggest to you is when you're working with, it doesn't tell me here how much square footage you have, but typically if you were fortunate enough to have a master bath, it's got to be a pretty small space. One of the things that you might want to consider doing is redistributing the amount of space that is bedroom versus bathroom. So if you have a bathroom off the master bedroom and it's tiny, you may want to be able to, if you can, if you have the space, you might want to take some space from the bedroom and incorporate that into bathroom space, because, you know, it's kind of nice to have some functional space in there. Sometimes there's wasted space in a bedroom. So that might be my first suggestion to you. If you could take, as I say, template and take painter's tape and then redistribute that space, you might be able to pull from the existing bedroom and make your master bedroom bigger. It's a couple things that I would do that are space savers and give the illusion of space is, number one, I do like frameless shower enclosures for a couple of reasons. One is they bring a lot of light into the shower, but they also make you see to the outer walls of the bathroom. So if you were to do a frameless shower enclosure, whether it be a freestanding shower or a tub shower combination, a frameless shower enclosure will give you the illusion of more space. The glass brings light in, and also you'll see to the outer walls. So that was one of my first suggestions. The second suggestion would be is to stick with a white palette as far as your surfaces are concerned. When you have little space, if you do your tile in your shower in a subway pattern to the ceiling all the way up with white tile, that's always a nice way to bring brightness into the space. I probably suggest a white vanity in that case with undermount sinks. And then bring the color in your paint. Bring a nice bright paint color in, maybe a citrus green, something that's bright, or maybe a caramel color or a light gray, something that's soft and light. And I'd also probably go light on the floor as well. Remember that if the bathroom is tiny, you don't want to pick a tile that's too big and too out of proportion, because you'll have six tiles and it will look weird. So you want your tile to be to proportion. But I think if you keep it light, that's a good way to make the space work. I try to, if you can, once it's gutted to the studs, try to factor in getting two sinks in the space if possible. That's really great to for resale value. Two things in a master bathroom that are great. Number one is two individual sinks in the space if you can do it. And number two is if you can do a tub and shower combination, that's also good for resale value. People may not use the tub, but I'd like to see that you have one. So I hope I've given you some good suggestions, and I hope that comes out well for you. My next question comes to me from Somerset, New Jersey, and this is from Walter. And Walter writes, he has a small condo that lacks character. How can I add character to a 1980s condo? Well, I don't know where you are in Somerset. I know I've done a lot in the Quail Brook complex, and I may, you know, be wrong, but that may be where you are. I know a lot of those were built in the early 1980s, and some of the things that I've inquired in the I've acquired in those things are inheriting lots of almond formica and not too much molding. So some of the things when you're working in a condo you want to be considerate of is that you don't have a lot of space to begin with. So you want to do things that are going to be size appropriate to the space. One of the first things I do when I go into a 1980s condo or things of that nature is take a look at the flooring. And often back then, the flooring was carpet, and the standard was carpet. It may be the time to invest, depending upon your property value and where you are, to put a hardwood floor. And that's something that would make a big difference and give your place some character, maybe some dark hardwood boards. The second thing I look to do is to add molding. Back then, a lot of the condos had more of a modern look, and you didn't see any crown molding. And also, the baseboard molding was kind of skimpy. So if you could build up the moldings a little bit, I'd paint out the moldings white semi-gloss paint. If you have a nice dark hardwood floor, and then you have white baseboard trim, it's really going to pop. And then I would add some beautiful paint colors, some nice neutral paint colors, but something that has depth to it, so that the walls would look a little bit more modern. Another thing you can do is that a lot of times in the early 80s, there were hollow core doors for all the interior doors, but they were flush, which kind of looks dated. So you might not want to replace those. You could use inexpensive new hollow core doors, but you'd want them to be maybe six panel or something that has character. So if you do a dark hardwood floor, if you do a bigger baseboard molding, if you add crown molding, if you paint out darker, richer colors, those are some simple ways that you can improve the look of your condo and give it some character. Okay, we're just approaching a quarter after the hour. We're going to take some commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, and we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our show is all about being interactive with the public. I go to you, the public, via Facebook and Twitter and social media, through my personal emails, my experiences during the week in my business, and with our live phone lines. And we try to solve your design dilemmas, your problems. We give you solutions, and some of them are done live on the air. A lot of them are done through social media, and then I read them on the air and hopefully give you some solutions to your design dilemmas. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a full-service interior designer. I've been in business for 18 years now. I do have a shop here in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle. I'm in the former Lennox building, the building that was Lennox, at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm next to Ideal Tile in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, and my phone number is 908-884-0770. Come check us out. We have 2,500 square feet of beautiful things, including small pieces of furniture, beautiful artwork, accessories, gift items, and of course an array of carpets, area rugs, and hardwood floors. Okay, my next call comes to me from, I received it this week from Tina in West Orange, New Jersey, and she's looking to add a backsplash to her kitchen. She said she has a very small kitchen, and she wants a backsplash that will make the kitchen look larger. Well, let's think about that a little bit. You know, it's funny, for many years, people called a backsplash the 4 inches that went above a countertop, and typically a countertop would wrap around the wall a little bit as sort of a splash, and then there would just be sheetrock. Now it's almost standard that if you're going to do your counters, which usually are granite or stone surface, you're going to do a nice backsplash, and that's also going to go all the way up. So it really has changed so much. I do love backsplashes. I think they also have a practical purpose, and you want something that's not going to be too busy. Talking about making it look larger, I would probably say that if you keep your backsplash relatively neutral and maybe just do one sort of inlay in the center, that's sort of a way that you have a focal point, but your field is kind of neutral. That's a way to keep, I think, it spacious. I think the worst thing you do if you have a small space is have a lot going on. And I have seen people do that where they have all sorts of inlays and glass and things going on in a small backsplash, and it just looks too busy. My favorite, which I've said many times before, is doing a 3x6 subway shape tile. And that doesn't have to necessarily be just white. It could be anything. It could be any sort of stone material that you like. It could be travertine. It could be anything. But if you lay things out in a subway pattern and then maybe do some sort of just an inlay, maybe underneath the stove, that might be a nice way to go. Keep your surfaces relatively light. I probably would do a sand color or a white or a relatively light tone. And I wouldn't change out with a lot of different things. So if you're working, let's say, with one element like tumbled marble, let's say, doing a 3x6 tumbled marble, and you want to do some inlays, do the inlays in the same material. The continuity will make the space look bigger. So I wish you well with that as well. Okay, my next question comes to me from Chet, and he's in East Brunswick, New Jersey. It's the first time I think we got a call from East Brunswick. And he's saying that he wants to update his brick fireplace, but is not sure what to do to a brick fireplace. Well, I get that question a lot. A lot of people, including myself, have run into brick fireplaces, the exterior being brick, which was, I think, more in style back in the 70s. And sometimes that can look very dated. I know that when I bought my house, I had three brick fireplaces, and I wanted to cover them immediately and certainly couldn't do so, and I've done two. I have one left to do. A couple things that you can do based upon budget, starting with, I will go from most expensive to least expensive. I'm a big fan of stone, and I happen to have two different stonemasons that work with me at Maven Hill Designs that do terrific work. In a perfect scenario, you could pick out some beautiful stone, either field stone or ledge stone, if you will, and that you could cover the surface with a veneer or a thin stone and do the hearth over, and that would be a wonderful way to reface a fireplace. The second way you can reface a fireplace is if you would want to do some marble. Perhaps you'd want to do some Carrara, or you'd want to do some travertine or some beautiful stone, solid slabs, and that's another way to cover the fireplace and make it look good. If budget is of the issue, there's a couple things you can do. One is you can do a skim coat and smooth out that fireplace and make it look smooth, and then put some sort of a glaze over it and add a mantle. That would be nice. And then finally, if there's not much of a budget at all, there's always paint. You'd want to use a fire-resistant paint. I would go to my local Benjamin Moore retailer and say, I'm going to paint a fireplace. I need a fire-rated paint that would work well. And then paint out that brick so you kind of cover it. You know, fireplaces can be changed a lot by mantles. Mantles are almost frames. So if you have a fireplace that has a lot of brick and you paint it out, you can sort of create a frame through a mantle. The look now is more of just having a mantle just be a top shelf, if you will, a piece of wood. But you can create a case or a box, and you can enclose that fireplace and make it look a little bit different. Another thing you can do is if your fireplace has an unattractive hearth, or the hearth is also brick, you might want to just cover the hearth with a piece of granite or marble. You can go to your granite and marble supplier in your town and see if they have any remnants left. I talk about this a lot. A lot of times when I do a granite job, I may need two or three slabs, and we don't use all the slabs. So the material that's left over is left in the stone yard, and often you can purchase those materials for a fraction of what they cost. So perhaps you paint out the fireplace around, and then the hearth, maybe you'll do a new hearth with what's left over of a remnant, and that could make a fireplace look really new and nice. The fireplace surround and hearth don't necessarily have to be the same. It'd be nice if you made them the same color or similar color. Perhaps you take your red brick and you paint it a nice charcoal gray, and then you do a hearth in Carrara where there's white with gray veins. That's a nice look as well. So there are a lot of ways for you to change your fireplace and to make it look more updated. I hope I've given you some good suggestions. Okay, my next question comes to me from Bill, and he's in Hampton, New Jersey. And he has a 12-year-old daughter who would like to make her bedroom look more updated and less childlike. Well, I'm going through this myself with a client I have in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and she's also 12 years old. And we're kind of taking away her pink and bringing some new colors in. And there's without breaking the bank, because you're probably going to change it over a couple of times, there's some things that you can do, I think, to make a 12-year-old girl's bedroom look a little bit more modern. And number one is, I think our perceptions of what the 12-year-old may want may be different than what they have in their head. And I think the biggest thing is to sit down with the child and to maybe go through some magazines and cut some pictures. Sometimes it's hard for a child to or a young person to articulate exactly what you want. So get a couple of magazines and cut out pictures of things that you like. This way you're not getting, you know, black walls or crazy things. Have them go through some magazines and clip pictures that they like. And then I would suggest taking them to the local paint store and picking out some paint chips and start to build a plan, if you will, of what you're going to do. I think if the child has unrealistic expectations, when she sees things in print, it may sort of narrow her choices in a little bit and kind of have her focused on something that she likes. In the bedroom that I'm working on with the 12-year-old, she decided that teal is the color that she likes. And upon looking at pictures, she realized that her room is relatively small, and if we did a dark teal all the way around, it would be too cave-like for her. So in looking at those magazines, we decided that we were going to make her bed wall, her headboard wall, that teal, and then we were going to do a pale gray on the other three walls. And that was sort of an impetus for getting started. And then we went out comforter shopping, and we picked something off the rack that worked well, that both had the teal and the gray combination, and we started to build a palette. So I think it's very important when you're doing a bedroom for a preteen or a young adult to have them in the process. You don't really want to sort of take it on because they're not going to be happy at the end if they're not involved in the process. So that's been my life experience with that. And let's see if we can sneak in one more before we go to our news break. And this comes from Tina, and she's from Pluckerman. And she says that she wants to do something different for privacy in her bedroom. What should you recommend? Something different for the bedroom. Well, a couple things. There are a lot of new things on the market for windows. In fact, yesterday I went to an all-day seminar on Hunter Douglas on all their products and window treatments. So this is kind of a timely call. And there are a lot of things that you can do for bedroom windows. One of them happens to be solar shades. And those are a pull-down shade that kind of have a nice modern design to them. They can be backed so that they can be light filtering, if you like. But they kind of have a modern look to them. They look, almost look as if they have perforations in them. But they're a simple, modern shade, and they work well in a bedroom. Also, you can do pleated shades. Now, I'm not a big personal fan of pleated shades because it's either all or nothing. You have it halfway up, all the way up or down. But a lot of people seem to like those pleated shades, so that's another thing that you can do in a bedroom. As I said, blackout shades are good. Plantation shutters are kind of nice. They're kind of costly, but part of our seminar was all about plantation shutters. They're quite beautiful, and you don't necessarily need to use them on the whole window. You could even just use them on the bottom part of the window and have the top part of the window opened or have some other treatment on top. You also can do valances, and then you can have a blind, but you can tuck the blind during the day for light in the valance, the hard valance, and then release the blind at night and have it covered. Personally, for me, I kind of like roller shades in a master bedroom as an under treatment because I like to see outside during the day. And when you do want privacy, if you do a treatment on top, if you do a hard cornice, which I often do in master bedrooms, I can tuck a roller shade, an inexpensive roller shade, underneath, and no one ever sees it. I usually flank my hard cornice by panels. I'll do stationary panels, if you will, on either side, usually 250-inch width panels that go from the ceiling to the floor. And then I have a nice look during the day. I have them open, and I have beautiful light and air coming in and out, and I have the finished panel, which makes it look nice. And then at nighttime, you can just simply pull down the roller shades, and you have total privacy. So I think those are some good options for you for the master bedroom. Okay, we're just approaching the 2:30 hour, and we're about to come up to news. And we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Another Democrat is speaking out against the Iran nuclear deal. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he plans to vote no. New York Senator Chuck Schumer also opposes the plan that removes economic sanctions in Iran in exchange for a promise from Tehran to curb their nuclear program.
I will vote to disapprove the agreement and, if called upon, would vote to override agreement.
And President Obama is threatening a veto. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says that the deal provides Iranians the ability to obtain nuclear weapons.
This deal represents a clear and present danger, not just to the people of Israel, but specifically to the people of the United States.
Congress is expected to vote on it next month. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is dismissing questions over her use of a private unsecured email server when she was Secretary of State. But so far, investigators have uncovered 305 classified emails. This is USA Headline News.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's R-I-N-N-A-I.us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The seventh Planned Parenthood undercover video was released today. It shows doctors cutting open a baby that had a beating heart to retrieve the brain, according to Life News. The doctors actually opened the baby's face. Nearly 1,000 people remain under mandatory evacuations in central Washington state where wildfires have destroyed 75 buildings. Fires are also burning in Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and California. Camper John Wisnowski says the rough fire burning near Hume Lake in central California has forced him to evacuate his campsite.
This is really burning intense. Lots of glow.
He spoke to KMPH TV. The Labor Department says consumer inflation slowed in July following 2 months of slightly faster gains. The slowdown reflected the biggest drop in airline fares in nearly two decades. The Consumer Price Index rose 0.1% in July following gains of 0.3% in June and 0.4% in May. This is USA Headline News.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
What? 50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
A longtime former congressman has died, AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Former Congressman Lewis Stokes, who was Ohio's first black member of Congress, has died at age 90, a month after he announced he had brain and lung cancer. The great-grandson of a slave, Stokes served for 15 terms. He headed the House Select Committee on Assassinations that investigated the killings of President John Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and said there was probably a conspiracy in both cases. Stokes was a two-time chairman of the Ethics Committee. He also chaired the House Intelligence Committee and was the first black on the powerful House Appropriations Committee. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
President Obama will visit New Orleans next week to mark the approaching 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The powerful storm struck August 29, 2005, causing significant damage to the Gulf Coast and forcing a storm surge that breached New Orleans' levee system and flooded large sections of the city. Nearly 2,000 people died. Fire officials in Alaska say geologists will have access to the stability of an area in the coastal town of Sitka, where a landslide killed three people. Debris trapped the men yesterday, but crews have not been able to dig because of the unstable terrain. The men are presumed dead. Ex-Subway spokesman Gerald Fogel is expected to plead guilty to child pornography charges today in court and to having sex with minors. For more details on the story, go to our website, usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, and we are back with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. I did get a text in while I was in, and I did get a phone call, so we'll read them on the air shortly. But I did want to go ahead and update you with the weather, because it looks pretty threatening. And it currently says that it's 92 degrees. It's very warm out, with a humidity of 44%, so it's very hot. A heat index of 96 degrees Fahrenheit. It's saying that this afternoon we are going to experience scattered thunderstorms. It'll be about 87 degrees, so it's going to be hot. Tonight there's a continued chance of thunderstorms with a low of 69. On Thursday we're going to have scattered thunderstorms, 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 83. On Thursday night expect heavy rain with a low of 69 degrees. And on Friday, heavy rain also. So it looks like we're going to have a not such a great next couple of days. If you're just tuning into the show, my name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and sort of a general contractor. I do a lot of kitchens and baths and am very involved in the building and the process and the measurements and everything that goes along with that. We started this second show, Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, a few months ago now, and we wanted to have more of an interactive, as you can hear by my phone, my messages coming in, and my emails and texts that people will send me during this hour on every Wednesday, what they're working on, what they're going on. If you'd like to share that with us, you can do that with our open phone lines, which are 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Or if you want to text me, as I'm getting another text as we speak, that is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Okay, the next question comes to us. This is from Bill in Westfield, New Jersey. And this is actually a very good question. It says, I just purchased my home and it has a combination of surfaces. I have brick on my house, but I also have cedar siding. It seems to be a disconnect, and we want to make the house have a little bit more curb appeal and update it. Not sure what to do. Is paint an option? Actually, this is a really good question, because older homes often have more than one surface on them, and they kind of can be very distracting, especially if during through the years there have been additions and changes to the house. It can be cluttered and clumsy, and sometimes when people buy the house, they go with what's most in fashion at the time, which definitely doesn't go with the architecture. So in your situation, you have a combination of cedar shakes and brick. So I would assume that maybe that the front of the house has a brick front and the sides are cedar shake. And if you don't like a look of the house, this is where paint can really bring a house a whole new look. Now, some people will say to me they're a purist and they don't want to paint brick. And I certainly can understand that, because brick certainly has value. It is not maintenance free, by the way. People with older homes often, I find that brick can be very porous and needs to be repointed. And there are costs involved in maintaining a brick property, so that's something to consider. If you like the look of the brick, that's one thing. But if the brick is unattractive, because I've seen attractive brick and very unattractive brick, if you feel that there's a disconnect because you have a brick front that you don't like and you have cedar siding that you don't like, I think a very good solution permanently would be to change the look, give it continuity, and that is by painting. And to me, painted brick has a beautiful, beautiful look to it. It makes a house reinvented. It makes it look new. And the combination of the texture of the brick with the paint is in itself a different and nice look. So what I would probably do is come up with a wonderful color palette for your house. I'd come up with a beautiful body color, and then you could carry that body color around. Yes, there'll be a difference because you'll go from brick to cedar shake, but when you have one color, one unified color throughout, there'll be continuity to the house. And brick looks, I think, good in a number of colors. White, off-white, creams and beiges, earth tone colors, brick looks wonderful. Grays, gray tones look beautiful with painted brick. Greens, beautiful greens look good. Some of the, a lot of the earth colors. I don't like brick painted out in non-natural colors. I'd never do a blue brick. I'd never do a yellow brick. I'd never do an unnatural color. But if you stick to earth tone colors, whites, creams, beiges, greens, grays, those look beautiful with paint. And then you'll have that continuity around. You'll have a nice neutral base. And you make sure that the paint that you use for the formulation that you use for brick is good for brick. I'd go to my paint purveyor and say, I'm painting brick. Brick can be porous. What would be the best type of paint to use? But I'd use that same color all the way around the house. Now you have continuity. You can do a new nice color for the trim, whether it be white or off-white. Now you can do a new front door color, new shutter color, and your house is going to look unified. And it's going to look new. You'll have a new look, and you'll be surprised if people down the road don't copy you. And that's what happens a lot when we do a curb appeal. You find that within the next couple of weeks, all of a sudden people say, what color is that? Or would you mind if I did the similar color? The answer to that is no. If you invented the color, if you reinvented your home, that's yours. Tell them they have to come up with their own color. Okay, let's see what else we have brewing here with questions. This is from Elizabeth. And she's in Reddington, New Jersey. And she said that she's doing her son's room over. She says he's 5 years old, and she wants to give him a new look. Well, we do boys' rooms a lot, probably more than girls' rooms, actually. We do boys' rooms over. One of the things that I've learned along the way is that when you purchase furniture, starting with the crib and that setup, they have transitional beds now. And I always recommend when you're having your children and you're setting up their bedroom, look into doing a crib that turns into a baby bed that turns into an adult bed. They might be a little bit more money up front, but it really saves you a lot. And then, of course, as more children come along, as they often do, you can reuse that with the next child. So I would check out transitional beds, starting at his crib, and then they transition. That's always a good thing to do. Some of the things that I like to do in a boys' room in particular is I like to use a wainscoting on the walls. And the reason I like to do that, not only for how nice it looks and how much character it has, is that there are protective values in having that wood, that thin wood, on top of the sheetrock. And I like to take that. I like to do a nice white baseboard molding, a thicker baseboard molding. Then I like to use very inexpensive beadboard that you can get from a lumber yard or even from a local big box store, and then cap that off either with a top molding or even a ledge. I kind of like that for boys' rooms in particular because you can do things like sports trophies and memorabilia or dinosaurs or whatever they're into, and you can have them displayed and not all over the floor. And then from that space, from the top of the molding to the ceiling or to the crown molding, then I'd paint that out in a terrific color. And I do like, there are a lot of color combinations I like for boys' rooms. I'm kind of a purist. I do like navy blue. I like blue as for boys' rooms. I had a Bermuda blue room when I was growing up. So I kind of like blues, blue grays for boys' rooms. But I also like some of the new colors. Some khaki colors are nice. Grays are nice. And I like to bring in a pop of interesting color. Last couple of boys' rooms I did, we did in green. We did Benjamin Moore has a color called Dill Pickle, which is a nice medium green, which is nice for a boys' room. Grays, I've been doing lots of grays rooms, gray color rooms for boys, and then pops of navy blue, pops of orange. Those are great for boys' rooms as well. But if you do transitional bedding, that saves you. And as the child grows, that's a good way to keep things going without having to replace the furniture. And if you do a wainscot, that's going to save your walls because there's often messes with young children, particularly boys. And if you have that rail, that sort of plate rail, if you will, or art rail, you can display their toys and things and have them up and looking nice and not be a mess. So I hope that works well for you. We're about to go to our next set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. It is now 2:48. We'll be on the air for another 10 minutes. So if you want to contact us here live in studio, the phone number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. While we were on commercial break, we did have a call come in, but we don't know what happened. Call dropped. Please call us back. We'd love to talk to you live. It's always nice to have live calls here. Besides that, if you'd like to text me, I got a couple of texts while we were here. The number for texting is 908-884-0770. I'm going to read our next question, and this comes to me from Joan, and she's in Hampton, New Jersey. And she writes that her home that she just purchased has a large living room, but a very tiny space as a dining room, and it's sort of a dining area off her kitchen. And she really wants to have a formal dining room and maybe flip-flop the rooms and make that living room the dining room and the dining room the living room. And how do I feel about that? Well, you know what? I think that there's no I think that everybody lives differently. A lot of people these days live more casually, and they have no use for their formal dining rooms, and they're turning them into offices, and they're turning them into billiards rooms, and they're turning them into other spaces. For me personally, I like a formal dining room. I think if I were to advise somebody, if you have a second space that you can sit in, it doesn't tell me if you have a family room or not, but if you have a family room or space that your family can gather in, I don't think you necessarily need a formal living room. But a dining room is really essential. If you have company, where are you going to put them? If you have a holiday, where are you going to put them? It's nice to have one large space that you have one table that you can keep everybody together. So I'm very much for flip-flopping rooms. In my own house, I actually kind of did that myself. I had a formal living room in the front, and then I had a dining room in the back off my pool. So I kind of flip-flopped those rooms, and I made my dining room a family room, which is off the back of the house in the kitchen, and it was cozy. And it was a great space that was casual. And then I took the space that was the formal living room, which was sort of a wasted room, and I got rid of it, and I made that my formal dining room. It was in the front of the house, and where the rooms were formal, and it was a very large room, and I was able to put to make it look more like a dining room. So let me tell you what I did, because I inherited a room that had dark green, hunter green wall-to-wall carpeting. It had no character whatsoever. It had no fireplace in it. It had no molding whatsoever in it, and it looked like anything but a dining room. So here's some of the things that I did that I think that make any space look more like a dining room. One of them is, first of all, that you're going to have to get an electrician involved, and you're going to have to drop a chandelier. A chandelier denotes a dining room, and it doesn't have to be a fussy chandelier. It doesn't have to have arms or shades on it. It could be anything. It could be even sort of a casual chandelier. But you want to find the center of the space, and in that center of the space, you want to drop a chandelier, and that certainly denotes dining room. So that's one of the first things that I did. The second thing is that this space had wall-to-wall carpeting in it that didn't match any other room of the house, but underneath it was the original hardwood floors. So I exposed the hardwood floors, finished them to match the rest of the house, which was a darker hardwood floor, and then I dropped an area rug in the center to define the space. So now we were starting to build on this formal living room. It was starting to look like a dining room. The next thing I did was realize that this space has no molding. Well, what gives a room character? Molding. So I was limited. I really wanted to do a bigger profile baseboard molding, but I'd have to change the rest of the house. I think that when you have molding in a house, you want it to be consistent. You want it to look like it was done that way to begin with. So I took the profile of the rest of the house, and I put a baseboard molding in now and a quarter round molding, because now I have hardwood floors, so you want to tie in the trim to the floor. So I added baseboard molding. I added quarter round molding, something that you should do as well, and then paint that out in white semi-gloss so that the molding in that room matches the rest of the house. I also added crown molding to the top. Really brought it in and started to make it look like a formal dining room. The next thing I did is that because you're going to have chairs that butt up against the walls, you want to create a chair rail. And a chair rail is not only practical, but it's nice because you can separate if you're going to do paper or if you're going to do a dark color on top, you can separate it by molding. So the next thing that I did was I created a molding, a chair rail that went around the room. And a chair rail, when a chair rail goes around a room, it actually makes a room look bigger because it takes your eye to the outermost points of the room. And at the time, I didn't have the budget. I wanted to do a raised panel molding that is built up out of the wall completely and do a raised panel molding. But as a cheat, what you can do is you paint the wall white on the bottom, you paint it a matte finish, and then you put up picture frame molding, and that is squares that go around the space. And I did that in that case, and then painted those squares in the semi-gloss that you paint the rest of the molding in. So it kind of gives you the false look that you have, like a nice rich raised panel molding there. And then from the top of the chair rail to the bottom of the molding, you can either do a beautiful wall covering or you can paint out a beautiful color. And now you have a dining room. Now you have architecture, you have lighting, and you have the look of a dining room. You drop in a dining room set of your choice, a sideboard, and some maybe some a mirror off the sideboard to reflect some natural light. And that's a way you take any room and turn it into a dining room and make it look like it was always a dining room. Well, it looks like we have maybe time for one more question here. And this comes from Eileen in Branchburg, New Jersey. And Eileen writes, she wants to redo her master bedroom. She wants to make it restful, and she wants to make it updated. And she was looking for suggestions. Okay, and I don't have a picture with her room now, so I'm going to have to just go by what I've been working on. I've been noticing a couple of trends in master bedrooms. Master bedrooms seem to need to be restful and somewhat cave-like. And with all the distractions I think we have with media and you know, your computer and the cell phone, we want our bedrooms to be quiet, and we want them to be somewhat restful and dark. So one of the things that I'd like to do with master bedrooms is pick colors that are very soothing. I like lots of blues and greens. I like colors that represent water. I do a lot of spa-like colors in master bedrooms, soft grays, soft blues, soft greens, and something that would be restful to the eye. Two is that I am not a big fan of wall-to-wall carpeting, particularly in a master bedroom. You're spending at least 8 hours, 7 nights a week in that space. And to me, that carpet attracts dust mites and all sorts of problems. So I'd probably remove the carpet from the space. I would do hardwood floors in the space that tie into the rest of the house if possible. And then I would do an area rug and something that can be taken out, shaken out, cleaned from time to time. Also, changing out your bed. Bed is so important. People have back problems. Get a really good mattress. Invest in a mattress. Take your time in picking a mattress. It's very difficult to pick a mattress. I'd probably do an upholstered headboard. That's a great way. Even if you keep your other pieces, if you change out your headboard to an upholstered headboard with some grommets or nail heads, and some new pictures on the wall, and some beautiful drapes. You get some nice, now many of the stores carry beautiful drapes in all sorts of sizes, not just 84-inch, but 96-inch, even 108-inch, and put some beautiful drapes, maybe a faux silk, and you'll be on your way to a beautiful new bedroom. Believe it or not, we're almost at 2:58, and we're at the end of another yet another hour of Modern Design 2. I thank you for your support. I'm continuing to get in. See, we're getting a phone call in now, but it's a little too late to take. But we're getting phone calls in and faxes and emails all the time. So I thank you for all your connections. And keep following me on social media. And I will see you next week with another edition of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Thank you, and have a good week, everyone.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Another Democrat is speaking out against the Iran nuclear deal. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he plans to vote no. New York Senator Chuck Schumer also opposes the plan that removes economic sanctions in Iran in exchange for a promise from Tehran to curb their nuclear program.
I will vote to disapprove the agreement and, if called upon, would vote to override agreement.
And President Obama is threatening a veto. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says that the deal provides Iranians the ability to obtain nuclear weapons.
This deal represents a clear and present danger, not just to the people of Israel, but specifically to the people of the United States.
Congress is expected to vote on it next month. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is dismissing questions over her use of a private unsecured email server when she was Secretary of State. But so far, investigators have uncovered 305 classified emails. This is USA Headline News.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's R-I-N-N-A-I.us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The seventh Planned Parenthood undercover video was released today. It shows doctors cutting open a baby that had a beating heart to retrieve the brain, according to Life News. The doctors actually opened the baby's face. Nearly 1,000 people remain under mandatory evacuations in central Washington state, where wildfires have destroyed 75 buildings. Fires are also burning in Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and California. Camper John Wisnowski says the rough fire burning near Hume Lake in central California has forced him to evacuate his campsite.
This is really burning intense. Lots of glow.
He spoke to KMPH-TV. The Labor Department says consumer inflation slowed in July following 2 months of slightly faster gains.